Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Seriously.
Or are we?
We are not doctors or scientists or map people on this program.
Geographers.
So we're going to try to explain this in a way that everyone can understand it because it's high level exciting stuff. And, you know, I've never worked at Stowers. I'm sure you've never worked at Stowers. But something has happened to save a 9-month-old baby named KJ with this gene, I don't want to call it manipulation, but this breakthrough, Scott.
What is gene manipulation?
That they are saying today could also be used to cure all kinds of common genetic disorders like sickle cell, cystic fibrosis, Huntington's disease, and here's the big one, Scott, muscular dystrophy.
Wow.
They are presenting what happened with KJ and how they were able to cure him this afternoon. Like, this is such a huge, big deal. The New York Times posted about it today. And they are presenting the work this afternoon at the annual meeting of the American Society of Cell and Gene Therapy.
It's, you're a member of that, aren't you?
It's fascinating. And they're also publishing it in the New England Journal of Medicine. So when KJ was born, he was very, very sick. And it took about a week to figure it out. He had a rare genetic disorder that affects one in 1.3 million babies. Very few babies survive longer than a week, okay? When you have something super rare, like cystic fibrosis, and I know some friends of mine who have CF in their family, Scott, there's a term for some of these rare disorders. They call it an orphan disease. And that basically means that not enough people in the world or in the United States have that thing for the pharmaceutical companies and the research scientists to put, you know, a ton of effort into curing it, because let's say one in 100,000 people have it, whereas breast cancer, it's one in five, right? And it's horrible. They are saying with this gene manipulation that they used to save this baby, this is now opening the door to potentially save all kinds of people with the most rare of the genetic disorders out there.
So I read a line in this story. Tell me if this makes sense to you. It kind of sort of makes sense to me.
Case is out of Philadelphia, by the way.
They recognized that KJ had this disorder.
Yep.
That what was happening was his blood was producing more ammonia than his body could handle.
Yep.
And apparently when you eat protein, you have an enzyme that converts the protein. And when it does, it releases a small amount of ammonia into your body.
Yep.
Okay. Too much of this, which is what KJ's problem was, can kill you.
Right.
So what they did, these doctors at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, is they went into his system,
yep,
for lack of a better term, and altered the letter in one letter in his gene chromosome
sequence, correct?
Sequence, whatever. Yeah, and that literally changed the story.
Correct. And scientists today are saying...
That's my layman's explanation.
And I'm really proud of you. That's it. Scientists today are saying this could transform healthcare. It is called gene editing, and they do believe they can replicate this for other common disorders.
Now, and here's where we need some doctors or scientists. Is there a difference between gene editing and chromosome editing?
That I don't know.
Yes, I believe that would be a difference.
That would be a difference.
Yeah.
So therefore, you could not, at least with this technology, go in and reverse the effects of, say, Down syndrome, for example.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, the one thing that weirds me out about this is they don't know quite what they're doing yet when it comes to the gene editing. So if you change that G to an H, do we know what the result is?
Right.
And at that point, are we using humans as experiments? Because that's not something that you can test on an animal like we
Correct.
Do with most other medications.
Well, but don't we use humans as experiments all the time when people go in and, you know, they have cancer or whatever, and you say, you know, what we have available that's already been approved is not going to work for you, but we do have some experimental drugs or procedures that we're willing to offer you. I mean, are we not using a human as a guinea pig?
Voluntary patients, yeah.
Listen True. To this. The result with saving KJ's life, truly, quote, is a triumph for the American people's investment in biomedical research. A lot of the research, by the way, did have government funding that began decades ago for federal funding for basic research on bacterial immune systems. That was the first domino. And then more dominoes fell. And here we are. They save KJ. They do say they don't know that this could have happened the way that it did with this outcome in any other country but the United States.
Why?
Quote, it is the most significant thing we have ever done. And I'm not even looking to take calls on this because it is so high level. Well, there's Dr. Raj.
Well, Dr. Raj, we'll take him.
Yeah. It's so high level. But you're going to be hearing more about this in the weeks to come because, again, it potentially has explosive effects, potentially, for people with...
Did you say MS?
Muscular dystrophy.
Okay, but I thought you said MS also. Did you not?
Let me go back and look if MS is on. Huntington's disease was on there.
Well, in theory, it could be expanded out to any autoimmune disorder.
Correct.
Which would be MS, right?
Yeah.
Dr. Raj, on line one.
Yeah, hi, guys. Hi. How are you?
We're doing well. Thanks.
Okay. So let me just clarify to the best of my knowledge. Gene editing.
Hey, Dr. Raj. Real quick, turn your radio down if you would be so kind.
About that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gene editing and chromosomal editing are relatively similar. Chromosomal editing is a little more specific, and therefore, by nature of that, it's more precise and therefore has greater side effects.
Okay.
Yeah, and in both cases, they use enzymes to make changes in the DNA to alter certain things. And there are certain diseases, as you mentioned, that thing. But it's a very, very specialized field that a few centers do it. I'm not even sure if anybody in Missouri or Kansas does it. Maybe University of Kansas, but I mean, it's to the layperson, it's basically the same thing.
But let me ask you this, Dr. Raj, the fact that this worked and they didn't even know when they went to treat KJ, this sweet little baby, they didn't even know if it would work. In Philly, they said, we're going to do everything we can to save him. We don't know if this will work. We have approval to try it. And then it worked. And so they're saying eventually this could then be used for more common genetic disorders like, here's the list, sickle cell, cystic fibrosis, Huntington's disease, and muscular dystrophy.
Absolutely. But the point is, it worked in the short term. What are the long-term effects?
Sure.
Well, what would
that's something
they
have to look at. Well, it could be anything because you're working on genetic stuff.
Yeah.
Genetic stuff, there's so much overlap and there's like stuff compressed into such small spaces that it's very hard to tell what it can be.
And I guarantee you
we have enough research on these things.
I guarantee you the scientists are going to be following Dr. Raj KJ, and hopefully that baby lives a long, productive, beautiful life. They are saying today that this baby has made global medical history. He is now 9.5 months old. He is the first patient of any age to have a custom gene editing treatment after receiving that infusion made just for him and designed to fix his precise mutation.
So Dr. Raj says that gene, what is it called? Gene
editing.
Editing, thank you. And chromosome editing are very similar. But if you're dealing with a fetus that you've already predetermined is going to be born with Down syndrome, would you have to chromosome edit before birth?
God, that I have no idea. But those are fair questions. Like, where are we heading with this?
And again, what are the long-term effects? Because in essence, we're rewriting the manuscript of how our body goes about cell production,
I could already hear people saying what we're really doing is playing God.
Do we not already do that?
Yes,
in
we
the
do.
Cases of who do we save with organ transplantation, Scott?
Yeah.
Someone has to make those decisions. So, if you're doing IVF and you have 4 egg options, they will tell you, 2 of them are boys and 2 of them are girls. Which one do you want?
913-586-7798, 586-7798.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.